A's hosting the Marlins, and Sonny Gray is back to being Sonny Gray. He was tremendous in this one. He got some support early. Bottom one, Chris Davis facing Edinson Volquez.
Fly ball right, hit well. Ichiro back at the wall, and it's gone. And that is why he is such a fascinating guy. Just 5'10", a huge swing. 14th home run of the season for Chris Davis.
Yeah, and power to all fields.
The first through the third, Realmuto takes strike three called, slams the bat, turns and barks at Dan Iasonia, who barks something back at Realmuto. Those two will have the next half inning to discuss, and the pitch is out, just out and down. That's strike three called. Sonny Gray, 10 strikeouts. My goodness.
Yeah, there's the breaking ball. We talked about the JT Realmuto strikeout only being the only one on the fastball.
And he swings and misses at a slider. 11 strikeouts. One shy of a career high for Sonny Gray. Bouncer out towards short. And a little flip in time. And Miami is done here in the seventh. It's 3-1 Oakland. And Ziegler, runners first and second. Lowry, a base hit into right field, charging is Ichiro. Round third, Rosales on his way home. Ichiro's throw goes to third. Safe at third is Joyce, and Lowry has his fourth hit of the day and is absolutely killing the fish.
The A's win it 4-1. Gray goes seven innings, allows just one earned run, and strikes out 11. Jed Lowry, 4-for-4 with a couple of doubles and two RBIs. Oakland survives a shaky defensive day with three errors as the team split the two-game set. The Marlins fall to 16-29 on the season, and Don Mattingly talked about the continued struggles after the game.
He was good. He's a guy with good stuff. I thought the first time through, we helped him out a lot. Obviously, a guy with sharp stuff, you're going to end up swinging at stuff. I thought we swung out of the strike zone the first time through, a little better the second. And, we weren't really able to get anything going.
Derek Dietrich looked like he may have tweaked something during the game. Is he okay?
He's been kind of nursing a little bit of a hip growing thing, and he got stuck coming out of the box, he said. So he was okay after that, kind of back to normal.
Ed, you seemed like he threw well, but, you know, the two out hits really did some damage in this game.
Yeah, Edinson, I thought, obviously gets two outs quick in the first. They end up getting, then he gets a guy on, gets a base hit, and then, the long one with Davis. And from there, really settled in and pitched good. Kept us in the game, gave us a chance. We were able to get one back. I thought the one that they get, the third one hurts us because it kind of, we just scored and they get the momentum kind of back in their dugout. Eddie pitched good. We just weren't able to help him out today.
On this road trip, any signs of progress from your team, in terms of trending upward?
Well, I mean, today would have been a nice little, we'd have ended up in our last 3 out of 4 if we were able to win today. We're not, we weren't able to do it, obviously, but so I would say at this point, I'd still say we're not really trending forward, it doesn't feel like. But we have got some good outings here in a row. We're going to end up getting Dan, first day in the California series. We get back to Hosey again quickly. So, see if we can start putting, start putting some series together.
Like you said, this game was a little more, last night was a bit of a wild shootout. Today was just more kind of a tactical, good baseball game.
Their guy pitched good. I thought Eddie pitched good, and we weren't able to do a whole lot, and they really weren't able to do a whole lot after that.
Edinson Volquez is now 0-7 on the season, and he also spoke after the game.
I think I threw the ball pretty good today, and one mistake, I threw a fastball to Davis, and the boys keep going. I forgot how strong he is, and I would start walking to the back of the dugout, and I see the ball just carry all the way to the fence, on the stands, and I was like, wow, the guy's really strong. And but after that, set it down a little bit, make a lot of good pitches when I need it. And that was it. That was the game.
Looked like you were attacking the strike zone a little more today.
Yeah, I was more consistent with pitching inside with my fastball. And that made my pitching count a little, saved my pitching count a little bit, and we're able to go to a 16.
Lowry did a lot of damage, 4 hits today, that big hit.
He's a good hitter, man. I don't know what to throw to him. He was all over my fastball, my changeup, everything. He was on it. So he's a lot of credit for him.
you sense that this is something to build off? I mean, obviously it's not gone exactly what you were hoping right now.
Yeah, I was, you know, when I signed here, I was hoping to be better than who I am right now. And you know, but you know, the longer I still pitch in the way I pitch tonight, and you know, I'm good with it. You know, you just go 6 innings, 7 innings, 3 runs, 2 runs, it's perfect.
Do you feel, I mean, you're 0-7, but do you feel like that's not indicative of how you pitched? I mean, like today, for example, you pitched pretty well, and there have been a couple other starts.
Yeah.
First, get a decision.
You know, you gotta keep it in mind. I've been facing the aces for the team, so it's not easy to get scored around and good guys pitching, you know, nice good pitchers pitching on the mound. So he did a pretty good job tonight. He got like 10 strikeouts in 4 innings.
Yeah, yeah.
he was really good.
Did you try not to look at that record? Just to
No. I'm not gonna keep that in mind. I just wanna go back in my next start and do the same thing like I did tonight.
Has it been kind of the same thing for the team? I mean, even though your record is what it is, you guys have been trying to stay in a lot of these games, but again, it's tough. Close loss?
You know, it's really hard, you know, because you don't want to lose every time you come to the ballpark. And but I think, I believe in this team, you know, we can win some games. Hopefully I can win one game before the season's over. You like that, don't you?
After an off day on Thursday, the Marlins head home to host the Angels on Friday. Dan Straley will get the start in the series opener.